Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So I ran into an executive coach at my co-working space the other day. Her name's Carrie. She's new to the executive coaching business. She's a former executive at a large telecom company here in Canada. And she's getting started with her executive coaching business. And we were just talking shop about, you know, what she's up to and the way she's approaching it and how she's getting clients and the way she's positioned and so on and so forth. And I think I might have been a little bit too generous with my offering advice because it sounded like she actually had a lot of really good things going on and a lot of good ideas. And so I asked her, look, how are you specializing yourself? Because there's a million executive coaches out there. Why should somebody hire you? Who are you working with? How are you really uniquely positioned? And she said, well, I've got a couple of ideas. One idea that I'm exploring is the idea of the first 100 days, that I come in and I coach an executive through their first 100 days in a new role, because the first 100 days are really where the battle is won or lost, right? There's all kinds of new challenges, new experiences, new people, new situations, new skills that have to be developed. And if you can nail that first 100 days, then you really set yourself up for success. You position yourself within the company and in the role. People respect you. They admire you. And that's a platform that you can build on. But if you kind of just stumble through the first 100 days and things don't go really well and you don't set yourself up for long-term success in the role, you're going to struggle. So she said, that's one thing I'm playing with is this idea of the first 100 days. But she said, I'm also doing this, this, and that. And I said, well, the first 100 days is, I mean, that's brilliant. That's a really clear specialization. I can get my teeth around that, because then when somebody asks me, hey, you know, I'm starting a new job, I'm taking on a new role as, you know, CFO or CEO or whatever, a new executive role, and I'm a little nervous, do you have any advice? Then I know to say, oh, go talk to Carrie. Carrie is an executive coach who specializes in helping executives get through the first 100 days. That's easy. I can remember that. I can tell people that. The story spreads. And as a client, if I'm an executive in a new role and I have to choose between an executive coach who's a generalist and says, oh, I can help you with, you know, X, Y, and Z, whatever you need, I got it. Or Carrie, who says, I can help you make the most of your first 100 days. Who am I going to choose? Now, obviously, that also means that executives who are not in their first 100 days may not immediately be drawn to Carrie. Doesn't mean they won't work with her. Okay, doesn't mean they won't work with her. If she's positioned as the first 100 days executive coach, it just means that the people who are not in their first 100 days won't immediately see her as the coach for them. But once they get to know her through her thought leadership content, through her writing or her speaking or her videos, then they may still want to work with her. But more importantly, the right people are going to know that she's the coach for them, that when they're in that first 100 days, when they're new to a role, they're going to know that she's the coach for them. And now she has a whole lot that she can talk about in her thought leadership content. Whereas if you think about what an executive coach could cover in terms of content, I mean, the list is never ending, right? You got people, you got skill development, you got team management, you got culture. I mean, there's so many things that an executive needs that you could cover, and that's almost paralyzing. There's so much you could talk about, so you don't really know what to talk about. But if your focus is on the first 100 days, that's much more clear. Maybe there are 5 things or 6 things or 10 things that you could talk about that really help executives succeed in the first 100 days. That's a much clearer focus from a positioning perspective, from a content perspective, from a thought leadership perspective. And it's something she can really kind of bite off and tackle and own. And that's why I really loved it. And I thought, you know, here's a great way to extend that into a content play is you do a podcast where you go and interview executives on what their experience was like in the first 100 days of their role. So maybe you have a CEO who's been in a role for some time, and you go and you interview him on what were the first 100 days like in this role? What were the challenges? That's going to bring out a lot of really interesting stories. It's going to bring out a lot of really interesting anecdotes, and it's going to help prospective clients see what Carrie is like in a conversation or a coaching relationship. And so I just thought it was a great idea, and I wanted to share it with you because I think for somebody in her role, she's new to the coaching business. She's just kind of getting started. It would be very easy to just kind of be a generalist, right? And be like, I'll work with whoever comes my way, look for referrals, get introductions. Oh, if you're an executive, I'm a coach and I can help you. I think the more courageous move, and I'm glad to hear that she's going down this path, is to really, really kind of define, here's who I'm going to work with. Here's how I can help them. Here is my specialization. And the first 100 days is an excellent example of specialization done well, because it differentiates her from her competition. It gives her a clear focus. The right clients will know when she's the coach for them. And it gives her a nice thought leadership content focus that she can speak about, she can write about, she can blog about, she can podcast about. She's got a topic that she can own and she can really develop a name for herself for. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.